Protocol number 9. In applying our principles, turn your attention to the character of the people in whose countries you will be resident and among whom you will act. For a general, similar application of them before the re-education of a people according to our plan cannot be successful. But by advancing carefully in their application, you will see that before 10 years have passed, the most obstinate character will have changed, and we can then count another people among those who already have submitted to us. When we are enthroned, we will substitute for the liberal words of our Masonic catchword, liberty, equality, and fraternity, another group of words expressing simply ideas, namely, the right of liberty, the duty of equality, the ideal of fraternity. Thus we will speak, and we shall have the goat by the horns. De facto, we have already destroyed all governments except our own, although de jure, there are still many left. At present, if any of the governments raises a protest against us, it is done only as a matter of form, and at our desire, and by our order, because their anti-Semitism is necessary to enable us to control our smaller brothers. I will not further explain this, as it has already been the object of numerous discussions. In reality, there are no obstacles before us. Our super-government exists under such extra-legal conditions that it is common to designate it by an energetic and strong word, a dictatorship. I can honestly state that at the present time, we are lawmakers. We are the judges and inflict punishment. We execute and pardon. We, as the chief of all our armies, ride the leader's horse. We rule by indomitable will because we hold in our hands the fragments of a once strong party now subject to us. We possess a boundless ambition, burning greed for merciless revenge and bitter hatred. From us emanates an all-embracing terror. People of all opinions and of all doctrines are in our service. People who desire to restore monarchies, demagogues, socialists, communists, and other utopians. We have had to put all of them to work. Every one of them is undermining the last remnant of authority, is trying to overthrow all existing order. All the governments have been tortured by this procedure. They beg for peace, and for the sake of peace are prepared to make any sacrifice. But we will not give them peace until they recognize our international supergovernment openly and with submission. The masses have begun to demand the solution of the social problem by means of an international agreement. The division into parties has delivered all of them to us, because in order to conduct a party struggle, money is required, and we have it all. We might fear the union of the intelligent power of the Goy's rulers with the blind power of the masses, but we have taken all measures against such a possibility. Between the two powers, we have raised a wall in the form of mutual terror. Thus, the blind power of the people continues to be our support. We alone will act as its leader, and naturally, we will direct it towards our goal. To prevent the hand of the blind from freeing itself from our guidance, we must from time to time keep in close touch with the masses, if not through personal contact, then through our most devoted brethren. When we become a recognized power, we will personally address the masses in open places, and we will expound political problems in the desired direction. How verify what is taught in village schools? But whatever the representatives of the government or the ruler himself states will be immediately known to the entire nation, for it will rapidly spread by the voice of the people. In order not prematurely to destroy Goy institutions, we have touched them with our efficient hands and grasped the ends of the springs of their mechanism. Formerly, these springs were in rigid but just order. We have changed it to liberal, disorderly, and arbitrary lawlessness. We have affected legal procedure, electoral law, the press, personal freedom, and most important, education, the cornerstone of free existence. We have misled, corrupted, fooled, and demoralized the youth of the Goys by education along principles and theories known by us to be false, but which we ourselves have inspired. Without changing substantially the existing laws, we have created stupendous results by distorting the laws through contradictory interpretations. These results first manifested themselves by the fact that interpretation has concealed the law itself, and thereafter has completely hidden it from the eyes of the governments by the impossibility of understanding such complicated jurisprudence. Hence the theory of the court of conscience. And here a footnote. And the footnote says, this probably means the practice which arose of not adhering to the letter of the law, but of judging by conscience. In the European countries, jurors are not compelled to render their verdict pursuant to the technical provisions of the law. Back to Protocol 9. You may say that there will be an armed rising against us if our plans are discovered prematurely. But in anticipation of this, we have such a terrorizing maneuver in the West that even the bravest soul will shudder. Underground passages will be established by that time in all capitals, from where they can be exploded, together with all their institutions and national documents.